Listen Lysak,
the podcast about glass processing. Hello and welcome to the first episode of Listen Lysak, the podcast for glass processing. I am Sarah Hummelsberger and I'm part of the Lysak marketing team. And across from me sits Harald, my co-host. But maybe you'd like to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Harald Miksch and I work as a product manager here at Lysak. And I will be the one who tries to answer all the questions Sarah has.
I'm looking forward to that. We are recording today at our production plant in Lower Austria, and our studio is located right inside the training center. So outside you might hear an IG line or a cutting table, but that's getting ahead of ourselves. Today we want to focus on the very basics. And the most basic question is, what is glass?
Basically, glass is a transparent, amorphous material that is made by melting a mixture of sand, limestone, soda, and other ingredients.
All right, what does amorphous mean?
When a material is amorphous, it means it lacks a crystalline structure. This property allows glass to be processed in a specific way that would be impossible with a crystalline material. For example, glass can be molded into complex shapes, blown into thin sheets, or drawn into fibers.
Okay, that makes sense. And you said one of the main ingredients is sand. So does that mean I can go down to the beach, grab a handful of sand, and then make my own glass?
Probably, yes. Because beach sand contains a lot of quartz, unlike desert sand, for example.
So I need the correct sand. And if I have the correct sand, what's the next step?
Well, you need a mixture of sand, limestone and soda, and other ingredients such as pieces from recycled glass, so-called gullets, and those are then heated together until they reach a certain consistency, most similar to honey. This viscous liquid is then poured onto a tin bath, which does not mix with the glass and does not allow it to sink. This pouring speed determines the thickness of the glass, and the width of the glass is mechanically fixed within the process.
So could I imagine it like this? They get there in the morning, fill up their furnace, start melting the ingredients, and start producing glass?
Yeah, not quite. You must visualize the dimensions of such a glassworks. This is a 500-meter production line, or almost 1,600 feet, with a continuous ribbon of glass starting at the furnace, then going into the tin bath, and then into annealing, which means a controlled cooling. After that, quality control takes place, and at the end of such a line, there is a cutting station. So, if you would shut off this entire line, the glass in the furnace and the tin in the tin bath would become solid. It would take ages to get it up and running again. Therefore, such production runs 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and from 15 to 20 years continuously.
Oh, wow, that's impressive. And what's the end product like?
What comes out of such a glassworks are so-called jumbo raw glass sheets with 6 by 3 meters in dimensions, that's almost 20 by 10 feet, and thicknesses usually ranging from 4 to 12 millimeters, which is 1/8 of an inch to 1/2 inch. These are then stacked on large racks and transported to glass processing companies with special trucks, special because of the dimensions of these glass sheets.
So now we've arrived at the core topic of our podcast, glass processing. And I think this is a good point to start defining a few terms we'll be using over and over. And I'd like to propose a game. I'll give you the term and you'll give me a one-sentence definition.
Sounds like fun.
Hopefully it will be. First one, toughened glass.
Toughened glass is a glass which is heated and cooled under very controlled conditions so that it shatters into very small and blunt pieces, which makes toughened glass harder and safer at the same time.
Coated glass.
Coated glass is glass with a very thin layer of material on one or both sides, which provides additional functions such as soundproofing, UV filtering, or infrared reflection.
Laminated glass?
Laminated glass consists of two or more layers of glass sandwiched together with foil in between, which holds the pieces together in case of breakage, like we use in windshields or even bulletproof glass, but can also add other cool functions like UV filtering, sound filtering, or can even be used for displays.
And last one, insulating glass.
Insulating glass, or IG, can combine float glass or any other of the aforementioned types of glass into a single unit, where these glass types are held together by spacers, creating air pockets in between. And these air pockets can be filled with insulating gas.
I think I'm starting to feel you chafing under the one sentence limit. Maybe it would make sense to go for separate episodes for all of these types of glass. There's one last term that always confuses me. Pieces of glass in the production are called either sheets or panes. And I'm wondering, are those terms interchangeable or do they have different meanings?
Well, many people use them interchangeably. But if you're getting technical about it, a sheet of glass usually refers to an unprocessed float glass, while a pane usually means a cut and processed piece of glass. So the differentiation is more about the stage of the processing rather than any physical properties of the glass.
Oh, that makes sense. So now we've covered the end products. Can you also tell me how they're made? Can we do a quick walk through a glass processing plant?
Sure. Everything starts when the call of a customer comes in and the order of, for example, a rack full of IG units. This information goes from an order management system into production planning, a very central part of the process because it considers the load and the capabilities of each and every machine in the production. And it is used to define the exact steps of the production process. This process begins with cutting from jumbo sheets to single glass panes, which are then, depending on the end product, toughened or laminated. In parallel, spacers may be produced.
So now we're in the production, I'm wondering, is working with glass dangerous? Because in my experience, if glass breaks, the edges are sharp as knives.
Indeed, they would be. And in former times, they used to be quite sharp and quite dangerous. Around 10 years ago, though, regulations, depending on the country, were put into place, which require each and every cut piece of glass to have seamed edges.
And what does that mean, seamed edges?
Well, it means that the edges get ground to lose their sharpness. Then they are relatively safe to handle. Still, cut-resistant gloves are a good idea and commonly seen in production.
So now I feel safe. Circling back to the process, the individual pieces are ready now. What's the next step?
Next, the assembly of an IG unit happens on an IG line. There, the glass panes are first washed, the spacer is being applied, and then the components are being pressed together while gas is filled into the chambers. Finally, a sealing material is wrapped around the outer edge of the unit to ensure the gas tightness and a certain stability.
And is there a form of quality assurance?
There are quality checks at almost every step of the production process. The final check is done at the end of the IG line, though, where the scanner verifies the unit meets the agreed quality specifications. But obviously, the earlier in the process you detect a quality issue, the better.
Yeah, that makes sense. These are a lot of process steps that need to be coordinated for an in-time delivery.
Yes, and everything must be considered already at the point of cutting. And the process of cutting glass is an art form due to the unique characteristics of glass.
But I think that will have to be the topic of the next episode. Thank you for today's insight. I'm very much looking forward to hearing more about this art form.
Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to our next session.
This has been Listen Lysak, the podcast about glass processing. Visit lysak.com to find out more about our innovative machines, automation solutions, software and services made in Austria.
or visit our company blog to read about the latest in glass processing and glass finishing. For more insights, listen LISEC.